BJ and Jamie.
Alice 1059. BJ, Jamie.
Hold on. All right. So yesterday, it was a whole thing. You know, I'm on a group chat with 10 girls, which I can't tell you how fun that is.
Yeah. Yeah. Put me on there.
Well,
I'd be a riot.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure you would. Especially when we talk about girl stuff. You love that, don't you?
Oh, you know me.
Yeah.
I'm all in it.
Where do you get your hair extensions done?
Who, me? Over at Great Clips.
They don't do hair extensions over there. Anyway, all right. So, you guys, I know a lot of you have heard about this Lifetime place, right? It's a gym. It's a whole thing. Well, I guess way down in Castle Rock, they're building a gigantic one in that, was it Crystal Valley or something? I don't know where it is. It's this gigantic Lifetime, right? And my friend, she lives down there. And she wrote in the group text, oh my God, you guys, I just joined Lifetime and it's $800 a month for my whole family.
No, did she actually join?
Oh, yeah.
She's already signed up and ready to go, huh?
Yeah, she was part of the wait. And they're waitlisting people now.
Oh.
It's that popular.
Oh, wait a minute. So she signed up, but she's on a wait list?
But no, she signed up when it first came out. There's a wait list now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
gotcha.
But she didn't realize until she got her first charge or whatever, or she got a breakdown of it, and it's $800 a month for three kids and two adults.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
And I was like, let me see, because I don't know what Lifetime is, right? But I guess it's a lifestyle. Anyway, so I go, what are you, how do you have that kind of money with three kids to spend $800 a month on this place? And she's like, well, they have swimming pools and all this stuff. They have your kids don't play pickleball. She's like, they have water slides. They have all this stuff. I'm like, okay, whatever. $800 a month. And I'm like, you got to think of this, man, because your kid all three of them are in ski team, right? Mm-hmm. So they go up to Keystone and they're in the ski team thing or whatever. So when are you going to use it? Like, when you got to think about, when are you going to use this? Plus, her daughter's an AP student and honors, mm-hmm. right? So she's going to be piled with homework all winter.
Now, what's her husband saying? Is he all on board or what?
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know. He doesn't.
Well, wait a minute. He's part of the membership.
I know, but he doesn't know yet. No.
This is bizarre.
Well, because, you know, she runs the books.
Yeah.
So she signed them all up, and he's always out of town. So he
has no idea.
He has no idea he's been signed up for this.
Man.
No idea at all that he's been signed up for this.
They set it up so that you have to make an appointment to go through. We went through it.
Well, this
Lisa,
one's not open yet, so
Fraud.
You can't go through it.
No, the one that we went to. So we looked into it, too. My wife got all fired up over it, and we went to it. And it is. It's a country club.
I haven't even got to that part yet. You guys.
I mean, it's crazy in there.
So I look at it and I text her. I go, dude, they have a full bar.
Yeah.
a full bar. And then the bar goes outside too, to the pools. And then you can rent cabanas. Like, you know, like in Vegas.
Yep.
Right? I'm like,
it's a resort.
What
it's crazy.
Is this place? What? You shouldn't have alcohol at a fitness place.
Yeah, well.
I mean, this is insane.
With everything that they have in there, though, I mean, they try to make it a fitness / country club, from what I understand. We took the tour, and I think the one that we went to, I'm not sure all have alcohol. I don't know.
This one does.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. But we looked into it, and it was just too expensive.
Well, and then do you put on, okay, I'm trying to go through this thing. So do you put on your outfit and you have three kids there, right? And you're like, all right, you guys go swimming. I'm going to be at the bar.
A lot of I know a lot of people with kids that literally go there. Like, they'll go to the gym during the day and on the weekends, they, instead of going to their community pool or another pool, they go to Lifetime, take the kids, and then seriously, it's mom and dad are drinking by poolside and the kids are just running amok. That's what it is.
I mean, she would love that because three kids is a lot. They're all little.
It's like
in high school.
It's like a mini daycare.
Wow.
Kind of.
Well, they have a daycare section.
No, I mean like for the parents. So the parents just do their own thing and the kids are just running amok everywhere at the
school. Yeah, because her youngest is like 8 years old, so he's not going to go to daycare, right?
Yeah.
So I think what you're saying is that her and her husband will sit there by poolside and then the kids go to the basketball courts and all that stuff.
Parents are catching a buzz and the kids are just swimming and playing.
So it just sounds like, to me, a zoo. I mean, I think if you're single or if you're you don't have children, this probably isn't the place for people to go. You know, because there's just, it sounds like, according to you, there's just kids everywhere.
Well, yeah, on the weekends, but there are a lot of, I mean, I will say a lot of people that I know that are attractive, they go there. That's the place they go. So if you're single, it might be a good place for you.
I'm not going to go with a bunch of kids there. I'm not going to go with 8,000 kids.
During the week.
Just to go to a bar at a health
club? No, but you can work.
You know what? I can have the look, right? I'll have the whole look.
Yeah.
I'll have on my leg warmers, and I'll have that sweat band on my forehead, right? And I'll go to the bar, and I'll like squirt some water in my face. Like, ooh, Pilates was hard today.
Yeah, you could fake it good there.
But see, I think, and this is just, I probably shouldn't even talk about all this, but I think she is, I think she's getting caught up with the other girls. You know what I mean? I think because a lot of the hot moms, and she's a hot mom, I think all the hot moms are signing up to go to Lifetime, right? And because she's in that group, I think she's just getting caught up in the whole like, well, all these other girls, they're all signing up. Haley and Bailey and all those girls are all signing up.
Again, I think it is. I think it's a lot of that. I think it's like a club. It's like a country club. Country clubs are that way. You know, if so-and-so joined, we should join. We should join because they go, you know? And I think that's what it's all about. It's a massive place. And man, are they crowded.
So why didn't you guys
really
end up?
Crowded.
Is it? So that's what he was talking about,
very
right?
Very crowded.
Yeah.
Like all these kids and everything. So you're telling me single people go there even though they know that there's 1,000 kids running around?
Well, a lot of the single people go there just to work out. But I mean, I do know a couple that go on the weekends for the pool, for the great amenities, and they just hang out, they drink, they just just talk to people.
The one we went to, there's a kids section. The kids aren't allowed to run around.
Oh, well, I mean,
there's a complete section by itself for different age children, and they go to that area.
Well, then even more reason.
So they go to
it's a daycare. It's a daycare. So they go to those pens. Huh?
They go in their age appropriate pen.
Yeah, it does look like a pen, Jamie. Actually, it does.
I believe you.
And they got their own basketball court in there, and they've got other games and different things, tetherball and all that inside that area, and that's where the kids stay.
It just, I mean, to me, it just, I don't know. Maybe I'm just. And listen, I'm all for all of you and your fitness and all that. But what happened to $99 a month?
We didn't do it.
Remember when they used to have the $99?
My gym is $24 a month.
Yeah.
And I can go to every single one.
Where do you go?
Vasa.
Vasa? Yeah. It's $24?
$24. And I can go to all the Vasas around.
You can get all day long for $30.
Yeah.
But they don't have a bar and a pool.
We didn't do it. We didn't do it because of the price. We didn't do it because, A, I'm not going to use it. Why do I need a family membership paying, $500 a month?
Right.
I'm not going to use it. So
that's what I told her. And because they're on ski team and stuff, I'm like, when are you going to go? Like, you have three kids that are involved in 80 different activities, right? When are you actually going to go? So then we did November. I said, okay, so there's 9 altogether. We have Saturday and Sunday. There's 9 of them in November. So if you go every single Saturday and Sunday in November, it's $33, which is a pretty good deal for three kids entertainment. But you have to go every single Saturday and Sunday in November.
Yeah, that would be tough to do. Stick to that schedule. You know what I mean?
Right? We just went, Mom.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
I will say, though, and I think you touched on this, Jamie. If you're a single person, it's a great place for you if you can afford it, okay? If you can afford it, what a pay
it,
then it would be a great place for you because they have everything. They have all the amenities that you want.
But
they got the pool, the bar, got everything.
But you lose me at 8,000 kids. Like, I don't want to be in a pool with 8,000 kids.
But they're not in there.
Oh, there's
an
adult pool?
It's separated. It's all separated.
Okay. All
right. The kids have their section and adults have theirs.
In swimming?
Well, in the pool area, there were no kids.
Maybe they got them out because they're like, we're doing a tour. Get out, kids.
I didn't do the tour thing. But
you know how they stage everything, right? You know, for a tour.
That's
like,
exactly
everybody
right.
Get out of the pool. We got some suckers on the line.
Yeah. But they built the place. I mean, they're beautiful on the inside. I mean, they're unbelievable.
Well, I guess
they?
Hers down there isn't even open yet.
Yeah.
Right? It opens in like November.
You got to figure that one down there is going to be really
fancy.
Right?
It's like.
Well, they jack it up to $800 a month, right?
$800. I mean, I was like, I don't know. Like,
I'm too cheap to ever go there.
Well,
just to go to the gym.
I would just put the $800 in a high-quality mutual fund.
Yeah, I'm with Jamie. You know? I don't think $800 is a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. And you guys are telling me to go to, like, pick up. I'm not going to go there to pick up. There's families. And I'm going to be in my hooker wear while there's families.
And there's nothing worse for me than to be obligated.
Oh, yeah.
Obligated to go for it to pay for itself.
Yeah.
That's tough pressure, man.
It is.
It is.
I know what you're saying.
I don't like that. Like when you get a personal trainer.
Yeah.
Then you've got that obligation. I don't like that feeling.
Yeah.
Because I'm the kind of guy that wants to cancel.
Although, somebody said it's just like Jellystone, BJ.
No, we have bears.
Right, that's a great outdoors.
We have bears
at
Jellystone. Yeah, we have the Jellystone of Great Outdoors.
I don't know.
You kidding?
I mean, you know, I think it sounds like it's this Lifetime place. It sounds very clicky. You know, like, oh my God, all the people from Valor have to go there.
I don't know.
You know? I mean, I know you're a dude, but I think, I know. But I think with the girl world, that's why your wife wanted to go so bad, right? Because like, oh my God, all the Catholic moms are going.
Well, same with your friend. Everyone's going that she knows, and she's got the FOMO because she's like, well, I'm just going to be left out of everything because they're going to all be hanging out a Lifetime.
Right, because like, what if they're all at the pool having cocktails or whatever, and she's over here?
You should come over. Oh, I don't have a membership. No.
The pool is massive too.
Oh yeah.
It's like a Vegas resort.
Can you really imagine how many kids pee in that?
No.
Oh my
I can't.
God, it's so crazy.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.